Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 25, 1805. The rope breaks. The weather is moderating and the river shows signs of thawing. The captains know it is a short time before they must leave Fort Mandan, and they have much work to do before they can depart. The keelboat has to be loaded with items to send back to Jefferson. The French watermen must be informed of the plan and ready themselves for the trip back to St. Louis. The most important task is to get all of the boats out of the ice. Captain Clark describes the effort today.
We fixed a windlass and drew up the two pirogues on the upper bank and attempted the boat, but the rope, which we had made of elk skins, proved too weak and broke several times. Night coming on obliged us to leave her in a situation but little advanced. We were visited by the Black Moccasin, chief of the little village of Big Belly, the chief of the Show Indians, and a number of others. Those chiefs gave us some meat, which they packed on their wives, and one requested an axe to be made for his son. Mr. Bunch, one of the under-traders for the Hudson's Bay Company, one of the Big Bellies, asked leave for himself and his two wives to stay all night, which was granted. Also, two boys stayed all night, one the son of Black Cat. The day has been extremely pleasant. Captain William Clark, February 25, 1805.
When Clark refers to the Show Indians, he's probably referring to a particular band of either the Hidatsa or Minnetaree Indians. Clark used several different names to refer to particular bands or clan groups. Over the next 2 days, the captains and crew finally succeeded in breaking the keelboat out of the ice. The Indians came to watch the show when the boats were finally drawn up on the bank. It was probably great entertainment for them. In working out the details of their plans for their westerly journey, the captains decided to build more pirogues to be carved out of trees if suitable ones could be found. Clark was also refining his map of the Missouri and going over distance calculations. Monday, 6 new pirogues.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.